National Human Rights Institute and its operations. Administratively and technologically and professionally, we have seen an increase in their capacity since it was created. Right now, the NHRA has more than 90 civil servants or 90 staff members. This shows the proper implementation of our strategic plan 2019-2023. It is a source of pride for the institution to note that these, on the functional level, in 2021, the NHRA was able to hold its first promotions in competitive examinations within the organization. It's true that there are still staff members in the NHRI that are actually seconded from other state ministries, but they do not represent those other bodies, nor are they liaisons to the other organizations, but rather their work is within the NHRI itself. As regards the number of reports received, all of this information is public. All of this information is in the annual report from the NHRI. It's submitted to the legislative branch. It's all accessible to everyone. In the last report, as I was saying, we see that in 2021, they received 627 reports. Interventions is what we say. 64 of them were for advisory consultations regarding the protection defense of human rights, and only 27% were actually reports of human rights violations. The other ones were mere consultations. This amount of consultations and questions versus the actual reports has to do with the systematization that the institution undertakes. When they are appropriately classified, we see that we see different results. We see less reports of violations and more higher amount of questions and consultations asked of the body. So it depends how the calls are classified. On the NPM for torture, clearly this work was affected quite a bit by the pandemic years, particularly in 2019 and 2020. The NPM indicates that through the first half of 2021, this was the case. They gave priority, however, during this phase to monitoring with remote systems and visits in place only when there were exceptional circumstances. In 2021, the NPM for torture undertook more than 80 visits in situ in detention facilities. As regards adolescent centers, of the more than 80 visits, 17 were in the child protection and adolescent centers within 24 hours, and 17 in centers for deprivation of liberty for adolescents in the National Center for Social Inclusion of Adolescents. Turning to the budget, in the budget that was requested was always adopted or allocated in its entirety by the legislative body. We have seen extra funds approved for financing the rebuilding of the memorial site where the institution functions, and also to implement the mandate for searching of individuals that were detained or disappeared. That was transferred. The mandate was transferred by law, and that was in 2019. Thank you. Thank you very much. There's a question on access to justice for vulnerable groups. I will give the floor to the representative of the judicial branch, Dr. Juan Pablo Novelo.